Hours after the head of the EPA unveiled a more industry-friendly version of power plant regulations, President Trump used a rally in West Virginia to claim that his policies have revitalized the coal industry.
And it's really happening. We are back. The coal industry is back.
But industry statistics reveal a muted job recovery in coal at best. The West Virginia coal industry has improved under Trump. Production is up nearly 27% since the middle of 2016, driven largely by an uptick in coal exports for steel production. But other parts of the Ohio Valley have seen little change in coal employment. And a new report by West Virginia University forecasts coal production in the state will level out during the next 2 years and decline sharply during the next two decades. Trump also touted his administration's efforts to repeal the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. That rule aimed to cut greenhouse gas emissions from power plants in an effort to stem the effects of climate change.
Every day we're keeping our promises. We're canceling Obama's illegal, anti-coal-destroying regulations. The so-called Clean Power Plan.
Yesterday, the EPA announced it would replace the Clean Power Plan with a new rule that gives states more latitude to cut carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants.
Just today, we announced our new affordable clean energy proposal that will help our coal-fired power plants and save consumers, you, me, everybody, billions and billions of dollars.
The EPA says the price of electricity is expected to drop by about 0.5% at most by 2025 under the new rule. But perhaps more striking, the agency's analysis also finds the amount of coal produced in the U.S. is expected to decrease, in some cases drastically. With the Trump administration's new affordable clean energy rule, the agency says overall U.S. coal production will go down. In Appalachia, coal mines would produce at least 78% less coal in 2035 than they did last year. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.